time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 82. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 55. Highs level off around 86. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday and highs in the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Happening today, another person caught up in former President Trump's classified documents case is expected in a Florida courtroom. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Carlos de Oliveira, a longtime maintenance worker at Mar-a-Lago, appears before the chief magistrate judge in Miami. He's now the third defendant in this first ever federal prosecution of a former president. According to the superseding indictment, among other things, de Oliveira, along with Trump and Trump's aide Walt Nada, attempted to delete security video that potentially showed the movement of boxes and classified records.
Also today, Lori Vallow Daybell faces up to life in prison when she is set to be sentenced in the murders of her two youngest children, as well as conspiring to kill her fifth husband's previous wife. The case has included claims that her son and daughter were zombies. Police are investigating a freak accident northeast of Atlanta. 24-year-old Thomas Milner died after jumping into a lake. WANF-TV's Yasmina Alston says the water was electrocuted.
Neighbors took a boat out to get him, and one of the Good Samaritans jumped into the water to pull Milner out, but they reported feeling a burning sensation, which they recognized as an electric shock. Police say someone had to turn the power box off near the dock before pulling Milner to shore.
One woman who lives across from Twitter's headquarters in San Francisco says it's not a way to make friends. Elon Musk is taking heat for a really bright X on top of the building. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub explains.
Residents said there were bright strobe lights at a laser show. Musk had the giant X built last week to the consternation of city building inspectors who say the X corporation didn't apply for a required permit and reportedly were turned away by company security when they tried to access the rooftop.
Overseas now, Russia makes moves to build its army as the war in Ukraine drags on. Our Elizabeth Palmer says Moscow has changed its draft age.
You can assign
Russia may try to scale up the conflict, lawmakers raised the age for conscription for men from 27 to 30.
Are you hiding from the heat yet? You're not alone. According to a recent CBS News poll, deputy directors of surveys here, Jennifer DePinto, with those results.
Americans are dealing with the heat by staying indoors and turning up the juice. 64% of Americans report going outside less often, and many are advising their family to do the same. And most are upping their electricity use, along with the higher bills that go along with that, in order to cope with the heat.
And many people cannot afford to stay cool. Nearly 10% of people in the U.S. do not have air conditioning. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
DQ presents... Mmm. That's the sound of someone seeing the DQ $7 meal deal. Mmm. And that's the sound of someone deciding if they want the original cheeseburger or three-piece chicken strips with their $7 meal deal. Mmm. And that's the sound of someone digging into their choice of original cheeseburger or three-piece chicken strips, plus regular fries, a drink, and a sundae. Sounds pretty good, right?
Mmm-hmm.
Grab the full-size $7 meal deal only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 82. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 55. Highs level off around 86. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday and highs in the upper 80s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, today with a high of 82. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear, tonight lows around 55. Highs level off around 86. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures a bit above average, Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned.
and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Happening today, another person caught up in former President Trump's classified documents case is expected in a Florida courtroom. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Carlos de Oliveira, a longtime maintenance worker at Mar-a-Lago, appears before the chief magistrate judge in Miami. He's now the third defendant in this first ever federal prosecution of a former president. According to the superseding indictment, among other things, de Oliveira, along with Trump and Trump's aide Walt Nada, attempted to delete security video that potentially showed the movement of boxes and classified records.
Also today, Lori Vallow-Daybell faces up to life in prison when she is set to be sentenced in the murders of her two youngest children, as well as conspiring to kill her fifth husband's previous wife. The case has included claims that her son and daughter were zombies. Police are investigating a freak accident northeast of Atlanta. 24-year-old Thomas Milner died after jumping into a lake. WANF-TV's Yasmina Alston says the water was electrocuted.
Neighbors took a boat out to get him, and one of the Good Samaritans jumped into the water to pull Milner out, but they reported feeling a burning sensation, which they recognized as an electric shock. Police say someone had to turn the power box off near the dock before pulling Milner to shore.
One woman who lives across from Twitter's headquarters in San Francisco says it's not a way to make friends. Elon Musk is taking heat for a really bright X on top of the building. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub explains.
Residents said there were bright strobe lights at a laser show. Musk had the giant X built last week to the consternation of city building inspectors who say the X corporation didn't apply for a required permit and reportedly were turned away by company security when they tried to access the rooftop.
Overseas now, Russia makes moves to build its army as the war in Ukraine drags on. Our Elizabeth Palmer says Moscow has changed its draft age.
In a sign, Russia may try to scale up the conflict. Lawmakers raised the age for conscription for men from 27 to 30.
Are you hiding from the heat yet? You're not alone. According to a recent CBS News poll, deputy directors of surveys here, Jennifer DePinto, with those results.
Americans are dealing with the heat by staying indoors and turning up the juice. 64% of Americans report going outside less often, and many are advising their family to do the same. And most are upping their electricity use, along with the higher bills that go along with that, in order to cope with the heat.
And many people cannot afford to stay cool. Nearly 10% of people in the U.S. do not have air conditioning. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and sheets make cleaning look easy.
DQ presents... Mmm. That's the sound of someone seeing the DQ $7 meal deal. Mmm. And that's the sound of someone deciding if they want the original cheeseburger or three-piece chicken strips with their $7 meal deal. Mmm. And that's the sound of someone digging into their choice of original cheeseburger or three-piece chicken strips, plus regular fries, a drink, and a sundae. Sounds pretty good, right?
Mmm-hmm.
Grab the full-size $7 meal deal only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, today with a high of 82. Northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear, tonight, lows around 55. Highs level off around 86. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures a bit above average, Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the upper 80s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Walmart and Home Depot. Analysts say the shutdown will likely mean higher delivery prices passed on to consumers as other firms try to handle the extra load.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Idaho mother Lori Vallow Daybell is set to be sentenced Monday for the murders of her two youngest kids and her husband's previous wife. Lawmakers facing a looming deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown. Congress broke for its August recess without a clear pathway to a spending plan for the next fiscal year, which starts October 1st. This is ABC News.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app direct from the Dairy State. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33 across the state of Wisconsin, particularly in the 3rd Congressional District. We cover nearly the entire 3rd Congressional District now across Civic Media. Mr. Mathers with a fine song there, talking about this incident at the United States Capitol on Wednesday. And there was, and it's important to remember, Congressman Derek Van Orten is not disputing either the photo that has been put on social showing several bottles of booze in his office in the U.S. Capitol, also not disputing the quote that I read you before the break, the profanity-laced quote with the F-bombs and the S-words, not denying any of that. But people like former Governor Scott Walker and Joe Hendrick and others are tweeting out, trying to make it about this alcohol, trying to say, well, you know, all Wisconsinites drink alcohol. Well, not all. What they're forgetting is this verbal abuse against teenagers.
We're going to go through more of this, but before we do, we're going to bring in our ongoing contributor on Wednesday. He is a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, a native of River Falls area in Wisconsin, a longtime Republican staffer, particularly in the 3rd District, along with myself. Like myself, we've both since left the Republican Party. Trigvi Olson, appreciate you making this time for us on a special appearance in what I think is not just the top story in the state, but as you and I discussed last night, it is increasingly a national story.
Wow. It's a national story when Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and the entire Republican caucus rebukes you for acting like Clint Eastwood in, you know, the movie where he's the grumpy old man on his lawn. Get off my lawn. I mean, that's Derek Van Orten, right? Apparently, exactly. You get a few drinks and get the F off my lawn. He's not, clearly he's not the guy you want as your neighbor if you have kids in Western Wisconsin.
But before I go on, I just want to interrupt. For people who haven't heard, here's the quick reply from the Senate leader last night. Democrat Chuck Schumer said, quote, "I understand that late last night, a member of the House majority thought it appropriate to curse at some of these young people, these teenagers in the rotunda. I was shocked when I heard about it. I am further shocked at his refusal to apologize to these young people." And immediately following, Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who Trigvi used to did some work for, he said this, quote, "I want to associate myself with the remarks of the majority leader. Everybody on this side of the aisle feels exactly the same way," unquote. Trigvi, explain the importance and significance of those two quotes.
Well, in a city and era where we don't have a lot of bipartisan agreement, the fact that both Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are saying, you know, that acting, again, telling a bunch of kids to get off your lawn when it isn't even your lawn because you've been boozing it up in your office probably is not winning exactly the way that he thinks it is.
Who would have thought that Derek Van Orten could have brought us together?
It's like, honestly, like Joe and Scott and all these guys, you know, I worked on Capitol Hill early on in my career when Steve Gunderson was representing the 3rd, and I will tell you, as the low man on the totem pole in the office, like at the very bottom rung, I was the guy who had to walk down on Friday and get the beer from the liquor store. And we'd go in the back and everybody'd have a beer and, you know, decompress and talk about the week. So that part of it is less shocking to me than quite frankly how they're responding and what they're trying to make this about. It's outrageous. You know, everybody in Wisconsin drinks. Well, yeah, a lot of people in Wisconsin like to have a few beers. I'm one of them. But like to use that as a cop out and to try and make this that they're attacking beer drinkers when in reality Derek Van Orten should just do the decent thing. He should apologize. Mm-hmm. Don't be the get off my lawn neighbor that no one in Prairie du Chien or across Western Wisconsin wants to have. Be the bigger person. Be the Navy SEAL that you try and purport to be, a man of integrity and honor. But he's not.
Well, that's what's so weird. And you and I both, I know, have a lot of respect. When I worked for Congressman Scott Klug for 4 years, I handled military affairs, spent time in the Capitol, spent time on Capitol Hill. Yeah. I did not serve, but I have the utmost respect for everyone who put on the uniform and did. And so this is not to take away from Derek Van Orten's service to country, but what I find odd, Trigvi, and you tell me in your travels if you feel the same way, usually you work for John McCain, a national American war hero. Usually it's the guys who don't say a lot about their service who saw the worst. The guys who continued to brag about it really didn't do that much.
Yeah, that's usually the thing. I mean, McCain, obviously, because he was such a high-profile figure, but he didn't really talk about it a lot. And when he would talk about it, it wasn't in terms of his own heroics. He always talked about it in terms of the greatest men he ever knew. And I can tell you, having spent some time around him during the campaign in 07 and 08, and when I was working for him at IRI, he was happiest when he was with those guys that he had literally been through I don't know what words I'm allowed to use on the radio or not, but the Hanoi Hilton was a pretty nasty place. So, you know, but those guys were the people that he formed a bond with, and he wouldn't talk about it a lot. I just think, I mean, honestly, with Van Orten, he loves to tell us about his background, and that's great. But what do people really know about him beyond that? And I'll tell you what they now know. People in the Wisconsin, across the 3rd District, should know this guy is embarrassing them.
Right.
He's embarrassing them. And why should they be surprised? This is a guy who was at the Capitol on January 6th. He says he didn't go in. I believe that that must be the case because he hasn't been tried as somebody who went in, but he was there. And So why should we be surprised? It's embarrassing. If you're a Republican who's not part of the MAGA cult, you should think about this. This guy is an embarrassment, which is why I called you last night and said I'd love to come on and talk about that. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the state of Wisconsin back home. It's embarrassing. He isn't going to have people in the Senate or in the House who are going to want to work with him the way that people wanted to work with Steve Gunderson or Ron Kind or Scott Klug or even, you know, Steele or any of the others. Because who's going to want to work with somebody who's like that?
I don't know too many people. Let's go to the phones quickly. We have joining us our colleague and host of the great Maggie Dawn Show from 6 until 7 across the Civic Media Network. She is an attorney herself calling from Milwaukee. Maggie Dawn, always great to have you along. Great program yourself. Thanks for taking the time to call in. What say you?
Thanks, Todd. Really, really appreciative that you took my call. Two things. First is, I think from time to time, while we should always honor and lift up and elevate and be very thankful for the service of anyone who spent time in the military, especially those who have been captured in action like Senator McCain, It is okay to laud service and applaud Mr. Van Orton for stepping up. But that does not and should not inoculate them from criticism, as we're doing today. John McCain cheated on his wife, Cindy. It's widely reported. He had some massive ethical lapses. He claimed to sort of be about clean government. That was basically baloney. If you need detail on this, Steve Schmidt's blog, he basically ran McCain's 08 campaign, is just scathing about this. I say all of this to simply say, Representative Van Orton's actions are entirely disqualifying. You get drunk with your buddies and cuss out a bunch of volunteers who are working in the state capitol when you yourself participated in a violent attempt to overthrow our government. How dare you, sir?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for taking my call, Todd. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you calling in, and people can join you tonight from 6 until 7 across the Civic Media Radio Network on a rerun, because you don't have a new show on Friday, but they can listen to another best of show, correct?
Exactly. All right. It should be a barn burner tonight,
all right,
as always.
Thanks for taking the call. Good time, Maggie. Thank you so much. Trigby, here's the question I have, is that for a guy who promotes his military service, usually you run presidential campaigns and everything in between. Mm-hmm. You don't hear a lot about those who served with Derek Van Orton stepping up to help his campaign.
No, you don't. I mean, John McCain, Maggie mentioned Steve Schmidt. Well, Steve Schmidt can tell you. I mean, John McCain was given up for finished in 2007. And what he ended up doing, which might have been Steve's moment of brilliance, was Steve suggested to McCain that he get out with his buddies who he served in the Hanoi Hilton with and go drive around to Iowa and stay in Super 8s and just enjoy life a little bit in New Hampshire. And that's what they did. Bud Day and all these guys. Yeah. And I mean, these guys are like people who've won the Congressional Medal of Honor and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. These are true heroes. I haven't ever seen that with Van Orton. I don't know. Maybe they do go out and campaign for him. But I haven't ever seen it in the way that was true with McCain. The other thing I would say, you know, Maggie alluded to some of the stuff with McCain. Here's the thing. John McCain understood that he was a deeply flawed human being, and he was the first one to admit it. Mm-hmm. And I can assure you, having been on the receiving end on one occasion, actually two, of John McCain's temper when something wasn't going right, that it was not pretty. But I can also tell you the thing about it is he said he was sorry afterwards that he lost his temper. And the contrast between that and Derek Van Orton is staggering to me, and quite frankly, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, and
it's embarrassing. He's embarrassed himself, and honestly, he should just man up and find those kids and say, "Hey, I lost my temper. I'm sorry. And he should be a role model to those kids, not a demagogue trying to create a scandal of his own making that gets him on Fox News so he can be a talking head. Because Derek Van Orten is a classic case. Tommy Thompson used to always say, two kinds of politicians, those who want to do and those who want to be. Derek Van Orten clearly is demonstrating himself to be one who just wants to be. And the people who are defending him, like Scott Walker, are also the kind of politicians. They don't really want to do anything. They just want to be somebody.
I know you got to hop off after this this segment, so I want to get to this quickly. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to go through kind of the litany of things that Derek Van Orten has public, their public record. And some of these things from attacking during the campaign, attacking a private citizen online, threatening to publish their personal information, going after another teenager in Prairie du Chien at the library for having a gay pride display, you know, being arrested or charged by the TSA for having a loaded 9mm in an Iowa airport. And then calling, saying that leftists, quote unquote, cannot be Christian, and saying that he supports gay people, but then brags about being part of a church that equates homosexuality with bestiality and incest. And then this temper, I mean, it just seems to add up. We talked about this on Wednesday in the couple of minutes we have left. This to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm overstating this, it seems like this is the guy, this is the kind of guy that's been radicalized.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's he wouldn't have been at the Capitol on January 6th if he weren't. I mean, that's what we talked about on Wednesday. I think here's the foundational question that I think you all should be asking and people should be asking. The major donors in the business community in the 3rd District, he's from Prairie du Chien, I would suspect, I don't know this, but that they're, you know, there's some pretty big businesses that are based in Prairie du Chien, and they have tradition of supporting Republican candidates. All those business people, like, for example, the ones that have a very prominent chain of gas stations across the state of Wisconsin that's based in Prairie du Chien, if they have been giving money to Derek Van Orten, people should be asking, why are you giving money to somebody that's embarrassing the state? And quite frankly, by extension, if the owners or the former owners or business people are supporting somebody like that, it's embarrassing to their reputations.
Exactly. And you and I both worked in politics at the state and federal level. Yes.
I don't even like going after donors. I really don't.
But right. But
this is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. But you and I worked in politics long enough. Yes, our own bosses probably use profanity. Guys like the late, great Michael Ellis, you know, he was famous for it. But you know what? Oh. Mike Ellis never went after kids. He never went after teenagers. And that's, to me, what makes it sick and abusive.
Yes, completely. And honestly, they would always figure out a way, whether it was Mike Ellis or Tommy or any of them.
Dale Schultz.
They would always figure out a way. Right. They would always figure out, if they lost their temper with you, a way to make it right.
Exactly. And apologize.
He is unwilling. And in these cases, these weren't even employees of his. These are just kids.
Exactly. Trigvy Olson, really appreciate you taking the time. Appreciate your perspective. Join us next Wednesday for more Trigvy. Stay tuned now for your calls and more after this on the Todd Elbow Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
everyone. And if you work in either Madison's capital, the state capital, or in the federal capital, it's very territorial, all right? If you work for the House, you're a House person. And if you work for the Senate, you're a Senate person. And it's very unusual for a member of one body to come upon anybody involved in the other body and take action. The normal course of action is you would go to the House Sergeant of Arms or the House Chief Clerk or a House leader and say, here's what these people from your body did. You fix it. Very unusual. And as seen by a rare time of unanimity between Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, they do not take kind for their institution being attacked by a member of the opposite house. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go up to the Buzz of the North, our brand new station in beautiful Hayward. And from Hayward, Kurt, we appreciate you listening and calling in. Kurt, what say you?
I was wondering, did every 16, 17, 18-year-old I know of carries a phone around? Do they have any videotape of it?
None has surfaced that I know of, but again, this individual, these pages wrote this down, and again, Van Orton has been asked by numerous press. He has not denied that he said any of that.
Okay, I've never seen I don't think I've seen a 17-year-old in 3 years who hasn't had a phone with them. And also, I was wondering, when did the Republican Party leave you exactly, and you dropped out?
Sure, I'll answer both of those before the break here. Just to clarify on not having a phone, it's been a while. I haven't worked in the House since 1998. And it may be, there are rules in both the House and the Senate. It may be a Senate rule that the pages can't have cell phones with them. Luke?
I took a tour recently, and you cannot take any electronics like that onto the Senate floor. So I'm assuming if they were, the Senate was in session, and they were going back and forth between the rotunda and the Senate chamber, that yes, they would have been without a phone, because it's not something that you can bring into the Senate chamber.
Yeah. So that would be my guess, Kurt. That's a great point. That's a great point.
I've seen senators with their phones.
Senators can.
They're allowed. Members are allowed. Pages and staff are not.
Okay.
But if I can go ahead.
But you were in the Republican Party in Wisconsin 25 years ago?
No, for 25 years. I got involved in 1980 when I was 12 years old at the Ronald Reagan race and Steve Gunderson and Bob Caston. And I left in 2011 after serving with State Senator Dale Schultz, who was a majority leader for a while, after I was part of a Republican closed caucus in which they were discussing the so-called voter ID bills. And they said in closed caucus that the purpose of them was to decrease voting for places like college campuses in Milwaukee, which meant black and brown people. And I was sickened by that, to watch a party that I had worked for so long, and it was not everybody in the room, but several. And I couldn't simply be a part of a party that was working to take people's constitutional rights away. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And that's why I left.
I was fortunate enough to be able to ask Governor Doyle what he thought about voter ID. And of course, he was against it. His mother was for it.
That's fine. And you know what? I'm fine with having voter ID. Don't get me wrong. If people want to have, but what we have in Wisconsin is not just voter ID, but they took steps such as closing DMVs, not allowing college IDs, making it very, very hard for young people and older people and minority people to vote in the state of Wisconsin. So I'm okay with having a voter ID, but it has to be one that's easily accessible, legal, but easily accessible. And so that's why I left the party, because it simply no longer represents. And since then, now it really is a Republican Party. It's become the party of Donald Trump, which is something I absolutely rebuke and don't agree with. Kurt, thanks for the call. Appreciate you in Hayward. Stay tuned now. Hour number two, Luke and I will go through what's happening. Extremism and a possible U.S. government shutdown, Trump new charges, and Friday freebies or something like that. We have state fair tickets to give away in the next hour. And Luke Mathers, don't go anywhere now. This is the Todd Lovell Show. Hour number two on the way across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will
having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.